Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, the next time your boss asks for proof that you're in the hospital, send him a picture like this one. If you're lucky and he's too young to have ever seen headphones before, then you'll do just fine. If you think that this is something, then you should see the catheter. Also, if you ask why those are in your nose, just say that nostril radiation is an effective treatment. The best this guy can hope for at this point is to have his boss have a great sense of humor. Up next, speaking of the workforce, it's increasingly a rigid place these days. An entire HR team, probably mostly women, was fired after their manager uses his own resume to prove that their system is rejecting all candidates. So the HR department didn't want to do any work, and probably just claimed that there were no qualified candidates for them to screen. The ladies in HR probably set their filters to only bring in chads that also submitted their photos with the cover letter. No one else was getting through. Number 3, is this what archaeologists will find in 500 years? A skeleton covered in silicone clutching a smartphone. If they do, then they'll probably think that we also worship Funko Pops as if they were our gods. To be honest though, this is less about archaeology and more a crime scene as evidence of our civilization's collapse. I also wonder if this is the last picture of this person they'll find on the phone when they dig it up. OF grandmas are going to be lit. Moving on, looks like Kylie Minogue seems to be enjoying herself, but not nearly as much as the bear. She's only 5 feet tall, and I'm sure that she's going to reject that bear because he isn't 6 feet tall. I can hear that bear singing out, "Do that to me one more time." For me, peak Kylie Minogue was in the terrible Street Fighter film back in 1994. She should have been cast as Sonya in Mortal Kombat instead. Funny enough, I still listen to her new music. Number 5, I'm pretty sure this person passed their driving test. This is in Ontario, Canada. Makes you wonder what the background of the driver was. I'm guessing that it's a woman regardless of ethnicity, but we won't know who it was until the examiner regains consciousness. Maybe she was trying to recreate Arnold's iconic scene from the first Terminator film or something. You might call this a drive-through testing center. Up next, the National Fire Safety Week reminder is not to leave your propane on too long in your barbecue before you light it. If you want to keep your eyebrows, that is. So many modern women are looking like aliens from Mars Attacks. And I don't care if using that reference ages me. Obviously, it's an over-exaggeration the way they look these days. But it's hard to know if female celebrities actually look the way we see them on social media. And a lot of men want to see pretty women suffer with terrible looks as a form of revenge or something. Number 7, remember that in family court, fathers are cash first and parents second. The system needs wallets to support women because they don't want to pay for it. In the black communities, all the government needed to do to break up the family was give black women welfare money and child support. But for the white communities, all they needed to do is give a woman's husband's money to her. At least black men are smart enough not to get married, and because of that, they limit how much they pay their baby mamas and child support. Moving on, this woman says that women no longer have any need for men genetically or physically. Yes, they have their own money and can get knocked up by a Chad Roan. But what they don't realize is that if they don't have a man raising their sons, then they're more likely to become effed up criminals. They don't need us until the power plant stops, or the oil and natural gas stops flowing. They need us also for attention, and if we stop giving it to them, they'll fold like a cheap suit. Number 9, Cameron Diaz and Snoop Dogg went to the same high school, and Diaz claims that Snoop was her dope dealer. Looks like she was using men's human Kahlua to stiffen her hair back then, the way she did in There's Something About Mary. Maybe she also paid him in bedroom favors, and he gave her a bonus of human hair gel that came out of a schwing schwang or something. As far as I'm concerned, she went to high school, and Snoop went to school high. Up next, here's a graphic illustrating who is primarily responsible for sex offenses in London by nationality. British people are at the bottom in 39th place. And yet female police officers still go out jogging trying to arrest white British men for catcalling them. Then again, I'm suspicious of this data, because the UK government would never intentionally collect this information, so I suspect there must be some shenanigans going on. But we all know this is probably pretty close to the truth, or at least in the same ballpark. Number 11, you know that the Netflix film with the Scottish girl defending her sister is probably going to be a race swap and looks something like this. They might as well call it The Last Queen of Scotland, with a KW instead of a Q. So stunning and brave. Not only will Netflix continue to race swap characters, but I wouldn't be surprised if they gender swap them in the future too, like they did with Ilona Musk here. Moving on, healthcare workers say that men are overwhelmingly dying alone in nursing homes, and then no one shows up. As someone who has avoidant personality disorder, I try to keep people away from me as much as possible. So for me to die in peace and quiet wouldn't be so bad. But if you're a normal, socialized guy, I'm sorry for your pain of social isolation. But remember, if you allow yourself to get used as an ATM, then feminists will decommission you like one. Number 13 is another wonderful example of female privilege. This drunk woman sexually assaulted a man in a restaurant where he was celebrating that his wife was cancer-free, and now this woman is free from jail. Imagine if a man had done something like this. The judge would have thrown the book at him. I guess it's only classified as assault when it's a man doing it. At the same time, women will ask why men aren't defending them from third worlders. Up next, here's a story that's true, which I initially thought wasn't. Kamala Harris plagiarizing 30% of her new book and it gets pulled off the shelves. Why didn't she just hire a ghostwriter like everybody else? Then again, it was probably hard to find someone to make up all the great things she did in office, supposedly. More like didn't do. Also makes me wonder if she was using AutoPen or ChatGPT. Number 15, remember guys, don't drink the tap water in Minnesota, because there's definitely something in it. Make sure if you ever go there, only drink bottled water that's shipped in from out of state. The biggest clue that the state was messed up happened back in 1984, when it was the only state that didn't vote for Ronald Reagan. Also, I don't think it's the whole state. It's probably just the Twin Cities, and I suspect once you step outside, the rest of the place is pretty wonderful. Moving on, there definitely has to be something in the water because the number of people identifying as trans in the U.S. population keeps going up and up, now at almost 4%. Almost makes you think that soon almost everyone will be transgender. Then again, maybe they only identify as trans for business purposes, or DEI. In the past, these people didn't identify as trans, though. Instead, they identified as loons and we put them in the loony bins. Instead, today they're trying to change society to accommodate them. Number 17, the moment we get a white Chicago judge that's based sharing a racist black child an ankle monitor meme, she will probably get fired, especially in a city like Chicago. This just proves to me that most liberals just go along with the woke DEI agenda publicly while they're racist behind the scenes. Maybe she can be sneaky and save herself by saying that it was her intention to post this kid's ankle monitor first with the white kid, but that she accidentally put the one in with the black kid instead. Up next here, the British police getting ready to arrest a white girl for being racist towards Muslim rapists. But what I want to know is, since when do they get guns? I loved watching Hot Fuzz, and Timothy Dalton made the perfect villain. These days, if you're in not-so-great Britain, you have two choices when enrichment tries to get into your pants. You can either allow yourself to get raped and get arrested if you stand up for yourself. Number 19, and speaking of boomsticks, this Minneapolis trans shooter says he was tired of being trans and wished he never brainwashed himself. This incident led to the White House looking into banning gun sales to trans people. The left will probably lose their minds over this because it's going to actually reduce gun violence. If the Democrats stopped using boomsticks on people, gun violence would probably drop by 90% or maybe even more. Moving on, according to recent science, consciousness can actually jump through time and that you can get memories from the future. I've known this for 30 years now and have experienced memories from the future dozens of times and then used them to change the future. I have a feeling we're no longer in base reality, Toto. If you dream the future and then change the outcome, that's called retrocausality, because the future influences the past. Once you experience that, there's no turning back. Number 21, here's the look many of us get when a friend tells us that he's going to take a solo trip to Thailand in November. Either he likes his females underage, or he's going after some chicks with dicks. Then again, maybe he's just going there for the great weather and cheap cost of living. Yeah, right. I wish that James Doakes was still around in Dexter, because he made the best antagonist and comedy relief at the same time. Up next, I called this a long time ago, that the wokesters would try and find a way to get you to euthanize your pet to save the world from global warming. The article says there's surprising data about dogs, but where is the data about cats? We're hoovering up the oceans to feed cats as well, but you know that Liz, the author, probably owns half a dozen cats at home and wants to pretend like they don't affect the environment. How many cats do you have, Liz? How many cats? Number 23, Jody here was convicted of murder in 2008, after ending her boyfriend by stabbing him and then shooting him. What did he do to her? Leave the toilet seat up, perhaps? You just know that the sex would have been amazing with a woman at that level of batshit crazy. And I'm pretty sure that there are tons of guys out there that'll say, I can fix her. Most guys would risk their own life to be in a toxic relationship with a woman like this. That's the unfortunate part. Moving on, what the hell happened to Meghan Trainor? She's 32, but looks like she's well past 42. And that's after losing weight and getting a breast augmentation. I guess it's all about the wall with this one. Ironically, she looked a lot better when she was heavier. Looking at this past photo, you might say that they don't even look like the same person. It's incredible how much fat a woman's head can actually store. Number 25 on the last one, the mother of that Minneapolis trans shooter has gone missing and has not spoken to police since the church massacre. You know what they say, that women are the biggest influence on their children when they decide to go trans. She's not missing. More like she went into hiding because of all the parents of the victims and their friends understanding that and attacking her for making her son the way that he is. She should be held accountable for radicalizing him. But since when do women take accountability? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.